Police in Zimbabwe allowed an opposition prayer meeting to take place in the country's second city of Bulawayo, despite earlier threats to stop the gathering as an illegal anti-government protest. Police did insist that opposition leaders withdraw from the program and go ahead without their delivering addresses. This was according to organizers of the meeting. A week ago, the Catholic bishops of Zimbabwe, for the first time, officially condemned the regime of President Robert Mugabe in a strongly worded statement posted in churches throughout the country. Father Oscar Firmer is director of Catholic communications for the Jesuits in Zimbabwe.
For many Catholics, they are the oppressed. They suffer from economic hardship, from disease, AIDS, from joblessness, lack of access to good medical services, and are frightened, and I think this is most important, are frightened, terrified by the brutality of government agents taking against the common people as soon as they wish to express themselves. There were attempts by an ecumenical alliance of the Catholic Bishops' Conference to enter into dialogue with government, and this attempt has in many ways failed. You cannot enter into dialogue with people who beat their opponents with great brutality so that they have to seek hospital treatment, even sometimes outside their country, because they are so badly injured that they couldn't get sufficient medical treatment in the country. And some doctors treating these opposition politicians, they even threatened for treating the opponents of government. In a situation like this, you cannot have dialogue with government.